In Depth Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars, Episode 8, featuring Skits Pitts.
Peace, 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 In Depth Podcast, Episode 8. Like I said on a few episodes ago, I'm flying through these episodes, man. It's crazy. But I got a really special guest with me, my big bro, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yo, what up, my brother? Skits Pitts. You already know, man.
Definitely, definitely. Welcome to the pod, bro. It's an honor to have you on here, for real, for real.
No, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate being here, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, so first question. Dream studio session. You get to pick one producer and three artists. Who are you picking?
And that's a tough one, man. Let me see. I'll probably get somebody from like 808 Mafia. Mm. Some trap vibes and whatnot. I would get my boy Bay Mars. Because, you know, I don't really, you know, it ain't really like people that I want to record with like that. But if I guess like a Kendrick or like a J. Cole or something like that, throw them in the mix. And then just do some like super enlightening rap.
Facts. That's dope. Yeah. That'd be dope. That'd be fire, man. You're the first artist that has picked me, man. So that's dope.
Man, you gotta pick my boy Barry. We got some bangers in the low hole for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. So next question. This is gonna be an interesting question, bro. Pick the album from your birth year that has had the most impact on the way you approach music.
Dang, I don't really know no album from my birth year. but I can say the album that had the most impactful influence on my music, I think like one of the best albums I listened to is like Good Kid, Mad City. Definitely. And that's pretty much what made me, because I had been rapping, but that's what made me just comfortable with like the type of stuff I was talking about. Like, I had been listening to Kendrick, Section 80, and all of that stuff. But when he came out with Good Kid, Mad City, like, I was definitely, like, on that type of time. So that's really what, like, kind of, like, I would say, you know, was some sort of an influence that was, like, you know, I could keep spitting the way I spit. Because, you know, the industry, man, it's a lot of other type of bars out here. Back then, like, you know, it wasn't, like, so fluid with everybody, like, being in the conscious aspect or whatnot. So that's probably one that I would say influences me or influenced me.
Dope. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next question. This is kind of like a two-part question, but what would you say is the biggest challenge you've faced like in the industry? And how would you say you overcame that challenge?
I mean, I guess kind of going back to what I just said, it's pretty much like you know, just being like not a trap type artist and not like an artist who rap about drugs and women and stuff like that, and really trying to like be heard, you know what I'm saying? So I think the way I overcame it is just by staying true to myself, just like keep rapping about the stuff I feel like, you know, I should rap about and not just like whatever. Because I had a lot of like situations where people, you know, they want me to, just, you know, talk about this and talk about that.
Right.
I don't know. I really just like stay true to the topics, you know what I'm saying, that I want to speak about. So I feel like that's probably like the biggest obstacle I face in the music industry.
Facts. I feel that. What's some advice you could give to an artist trying to be in your position?
Keep going, man, and trust yourself. You know what I'm saying? Trust yourself for sure. I would stay true to you. It sounds cliche, man, but it'd be a lot of people who like just trying to do whatever for the fame and things like that. Like, you just got to stay true to you, man, and remember what your purpose is and why you're really doing it.
Facts. Okay. This is going to be another layered question, man. It's going to get you thinking. Okay, so we've got three eras, right? We've got the 90s, we've got the 2000s, and we've got the 2010s. Pick one influential album that's had influence on you from each era.
Okay, so 90s. I would have to say like a Tupac, one of the Tupac joints. I can't remember albums like that, but definitely a Tupac album was motivational in the 90s.
Right.
2000s. I think J. Cole was in like 2000. So he popped out somewhere. Probably
nah,
right.
Not
when
not
J. Cole came out.
2010s, so wait, bro.
All right, 2000s. Let me see. 2000. Who was 2000? It had to be like Lil Wayne, bro. It was like the, like one of the Carters or something. Like Carter was definitely out in 2000. So it's probably definitely like one of those. And then 2010, dang, I guess it would be Cole, like that that Simba. I remember like he had a project with that one on, like that one there was like pretty cold. So
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you pick as your album of the year so far in 2022?
Man, I'm gonna tell you the truth, bro. Like for me to be a musician, I don't listen to a lot of other artists.
right.
but like out of the ones that I heard, like did Kanye drop this year, the Donda thing? Or that was last year.
Donda 2 dropped this year, but he didn't drop that on streaming platforms, unfortunately.
Oh yeah, and I didn't really hear that. So can't really speak on that one. What's the album that I listen to? Like, I mean, I've been rocking with the Kendrick joint. But not too much, you know. So I guess I would say like so far, like that's the one that I've listened to the most.
Facts.
Like I said, I really, you know, I be on my own vibes, man. For sure.
I feel you, man. I feel you. Okay. This is my next question because I really want to see what your answer for this would be. Mm-hmm. So you have the opportunity to go back in time and visit your younger self. What song of yours are you playing for him and why?
Man, I'm gonna play him The Light, the feature. Yeah, and you know, because I mean, I always knew who I was for sure.
For sure.
But you know, this world or like this push you other ways. So if older me could go back, I'd tell my younger self, like, you're not tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like you are that. Yeah.
Facts. I feel it, man. I can't wait for people to hear that, man.
I'm not real. Facts, man.
Yes, sir. All right. Next question, man. I say two mental health tips. I'm going to switch it up and say one spiritual tip and one mental health tip that you can give today.
One spiritual tip is trust your intuition. Mm-hmm. Like go with your first mind. I mean, that kind of go to mental. And the mental, I feel like mental and spirituality is kind of like hand in hand.
Facts.
But meditate for the mental and the spirit for sure.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right, so we got two more questions. The first one of the last two. You sent in a song. We're going to play it at the end of the podcast.
Okay.
Deadly Assassin.
Oh, yeah. Just dropped already.
Crazy song, bro. Crazy song. Let's talk about it. The inspiration behind it. The producer of the track. Let's get into it, bro.
So the producers is my boy Dope Exchange. It's two guys. It's a duo. I've been rocking with them for a while now. I met them in like the parking lot of a studio. It was just on some random stuff, but we've been rocking like for a few years. So they made the beat. Like when I heard the beat, I wanted to like rap fast on it or whatnot, because I usually like rap a little slower. But on this one, I just wanted to rap fast. And the topic came to me just like, want to attack or assassinate everything that's going on. You know, like I just wanted to be very bold. Right. Like what I was saying, like what I see in the community, just what, you know, what's going on. Try to open people's eyes, open people's ears, things like that.
Dope. All right. Last question. Let's get into these bars, bro.
Yeah. That's the bar. That's the question.
That's the question.
You drop a beat or you just, or is this gone?
I just go a cappella, bro. All
right. All right, say it. I reach deep into peace and realize there's things I can't tolerate. I'm just a man that my mama raised. Seeing people change, how much difference does that dollar make? Been this world, wanting to hold your collar every damn mistake. Good and bad mixed up. Man, that's a twisted fate. Had a smoother path through the grass just to see the lake. Wash away my sins like some suds on the kitchen plates. Strong unified to what you think that division made. Realize that we only separated by a mental state. So why defensive when I'm only trying to help you elevate? But humbling moments when we realize everybody got their place and thinking I define the high dog, that's my big mistake. Because I defy law, man, they want to fill in blanks with thoughts of nothing coming out of their thinking tanks. But see, my laws is different. Leaders of our nation, but they label us as pigment. You see, love is in the living, but they don't love you till you die. Niggas dying just to get it. Ask me who I am, and I'm exactly who's presented. So please don't come around looking for anybody different. Their potential's in was given, not some small little box. Dimensions more like a prism, hurts your mind to figure out all these gaps that I've been bridging. You would think I was a dentist. I'm exploring like a Ford, but I was built for tough conditions. But I feel like a Bentley. Shine bright, make it hard for the blending. Have people left me charred like some food that you was grilling. And once you in the entrance, better know it ain't no turning back. Man, how that life changed when you outside of that cul-de-sac and people take you places that your heart would turn to cul-de-sac. If you ain't know the full story, why the fuck you told them that? And many men, they hate you, but lack the courage to ever tell you that. Cold world with heated moments and trust, it ain't no cope for that.
Wow. That's the best freestyle on this show so far, bro.
Hey, man.
That's the best. That's the best.
Yes, sir.
We got Sydney. We got Sydney on the show Sunday. We gonna see what he does, man.
Oh yeah, man. You gotta give niggas a hands up, man. I told you somebody called me. They ain't really catch me slipping, but you gotta be prepared at all times, man. Cause you never know. Like soon as you tell a person you rap, you know they like boom. Oh, drop a verse, and I could freestyle. You know what I'm saying? For sure, for sure.
Right.
But you know how the vibes be, man. Sometimes people be wanting them. The whole, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
and that's the thing with me, bro. Like, I write so much that it's like, I probably have 10 verses on tuck that I could just, you know just what I mean?
Off with.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I could freestyle too. So it's like, I could go either way with it.
See, I freestyle pretty good, but some, you know, sometimes I'll just, cause we used to always freestyle with AI.
Facts.
We used to just go in places and freestyle for long, extended amounts of time. So I could freestyle for sure. But I don't know. Some of my stuff just be like more like, it'd be different, bro. It ain't really freestyle format. But
right.
I've been doing more like freestyle format type things, like just like free verses. I used to always do free verses when I was little or younger. But started doing more songs with the hooks and things like that.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, appreciate you I can't even talk. Appreciate you being on the pod, bro, for real, man.
Nah, for sure, man. I appreciate you for having me, my brother.
Definitely, bro, definitely. Hey, I'm going to announce this on the pod. Me and Skits got a collab tape coming real soon.
Oh, yeah, man. I got to get on those things. I've been working so much, bro. I ain't even really been in the studio, honestly. But I listen to the beats. You know, I'm a dive in for sure. And then once I put it down, you already know I'm going to send it out.
Yes, sir. In-Depth Podcast, Episode 8. Y'all take it easy, man. Peace.
Peace to the gods, my brother.
In the bucket, I'm screaming, I fuck it, ain't set it for nothing, I landed. No greater feeling than following the feeling for it to go just how you planned it. I look in the mirror, I don't see no fear, I see a deadly assassin. When need to be done, I'ma do it. Am I the good or the bad one? My hands in the bucket, I'm screaming, I fuck it, ain't selling for nothing, I landed. No greater feeling than following the feeling for it to go just how you planned it. I look in the mirror, I don't see no fear, I see a deadly assassin. When need to be done, I'ma do it. Am I the good or the bad one? Man, in this life,
life and no film ones. When niggas put cameras and filming and put it on web and there's blood on the scene. For all the children to see. Well, mercy for kids who get hit with straight bullets in the middle of streets. Pulling grocery treats when it's tough, man. We ain't supposed to retreat. Who the fuck outside supposed to be cheap? Niggas off leash and they don't even think. Killing your app and you didn't even blink. That girl coming, don't miss no beat. Put him in the dirt, he ain't need no cleats. No, them streets never cared enough. Nigga give us all just to be killed by a nigga who ain't old enough to buy liquor. My nigga, with the crash and burn, tell me what a nigga here to learn. But maybe that's their experience. Niggas battle demons and it's killing them. We are not the same, no synonyms. Cause I be hanging with the guys in them. But another shot, now we mourn again. And the righteous get thorns in him. And I guess my hands side ever win. I'm screaming, I fuck it, ain't settled for nothing outlandish. No greater feeling than following the feeling. For it to go just how you planned it. I look in the mirror, I don't see no fear. I see a deadly assassin. When need to be done, I'ma do it. Am I the good or the bad one? My hands in the bucket, I'm screaming, I fuck it, ain't settled for nothing outlandish. No greater feeling than following the feeling. For it to go just how you planned it. I look in the mirror, I don't see no fear. I see a deadly assassin. When need to be done, I'ma do it. Am I the good or the bad one? We learn how to live in the violence. Deceivers and lies and silence. Try to take over right where the mind at. You signing your name in the contract. The wicked they put us in cages. Give us liquor to take us to spaces. What we fool with the hate and the rages. Getting sadder the longer the days get. Blood splatter cause the niggas act patient. But do they not know they are gods? Nigga, we came here on spaces. Boy, we affecting the cause. If he ain't right, he gon' fall. Tell me which side are you on. Fuck it, let choices decide. Let niggas crash out and be gone. Yeah. My hands in the bucket, I'm screaming, I'm fucking, ain't selling for nothing outlandish. No greater feeling, the following feeling. For it to go just how you planned it. I look in the mirror, I don't see no fear. I see a deadly assassin. When need to be done, I'ma do it. Am I the good or the bad one? My hands in the bucket, I'm screaming, I'm fucking, ain't selling for nothing outlandish. No greater feeling, the following feeling. For it to go just how you planned it. I look in the mirror, I don't see no fear. I see a deadly assassin. When need to be done, I'ma do it. Am I the good or the bad one? Yeah. Yeah. Hold up.
In Def Podcast.